The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got, this is now called the Vortex Hour.
Woo.
Whoa.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Slurp it up, baby.
You just keep surprising me, honey. It's always something new and different with this guy.
I should say.
Anyway.
You got to keep your attention.
Yeah. Well, we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience.
40-plus.
I know, of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well, and the amazing formulas, the amazing products that Alive and Well has, and all the things that we do, and the Broth Cafe.
At Leave Alive us and not forget organic, the Broth Cafe.
Gosh, especially, but it's not just especially now, it's anytime. The Supreme Health, the organic wondrous foods, the interaction, and we consider that a great privilege, the interaction on a daily basis of the marvelous produce of the local Maui organic farmers and their amazing organic produce brought into us fresh as part of everything that we serve, as part of the juice cleanses, all of these great things that we do there, and the Vortex Power Water.
Leave us not forget the Vortex
we
Power
can't
Water.
Forget the Vortex. No matter what I say,
we got a little,
whatever accent I use, we can't forget the vortex.
A little swirly-girly there.
That's right.
The water goes around and around and comes out here.
It is so absolutely clean and energizing and structure to the water, detoxification, 99999, free of any chemicals, of any
What's
toxins.
With the 99999?
Well, you know, in this world, they don't allow you to say 100%. Like you could, if it's absolute purity, absolute cleanliness, absolute health, you can go 99999999%.
No,
you can't say 100%.
No, you can't. You have to say 0.999999. Okay.
He's got to be. Is that the male thing, gals? Are we getting? Gary's going to turn this thing off in a minute. But is that the male thing? He's got to be up there.
She's not a sexist, folks. Believe me. In real life, she's
He's got to be up there. But I think I can outdance you, Dan.
Anytime.
All right. He's granted
Let's see
me
it
that.
On the table.
I
Let's
feel
go.
A lot better on that. Okay. And you know, we have all kinds of wonderful things happening at Alive and Well. And now we need to get a little bit aware of the fact that, as they say, we breathe up to 3,000 gallons of air a day. Okay.
Oh,
so
boy.
This is the Volara active pure technology that NASA has used. We now sell there. It's slim, it's trim, it's small, and yet it does all of these wonderful things, okay? They
For instance, it does.
NASA International Space Station, Major League Baseball teams over 30, the Cleveland Clinic, Texas State Capitol, Southern California. Oh yeah, amazing.
These are all institutions which use this product.
Use
Is that
this
what you're
product.
Getting at?
NASA okay. was the big one.
Yeah.
And that was considered to be.
And the space station?
Yes, that absolutely is that it was. It creates a blast of hydroxy that blow out the atmosphere. 999, they say here.
0.9999.
They say, no. Gary, come and read this. 99.9999% destruction of DNA and RNA viruses. Bacteria, mold, pollen. And right away, no other technology does that. And that was developed to protect the astronauts on the NASA International Space Station. And Gary can testify to what they say right here, and NASA said is 99. 99.9%.
Okay. All right. I will concede that.
Okay. Conceded it.
Simply
if NASA
because
says
NASA
it.
Said so. It wasn't Mona. It
NASA,
was
NASA said it. And remember, we're also saying that the great, amazing, alive and well formulas, the vitamins, and the great combinations are now being sold at Hasegawa General Store in Hana, Maui.
There
so
we go.
You're taking a trip out there.
You don't have to drive to Hana to get them. You can drive to Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway.
I understand. But
if you're on your way to Hana, and if you're in Hana,
you can pick it up
there. Then go to Hasegawa.
Are we ready to breathe? Because we're going to do a divertissement right now. I love French
ready?
Whenever you can. The little divertissement that we want to absolutely have to recognize that this is the week of Father's Day.
Right.
And what we want to recognize is the amazing tribute that two fathers, his father and my father.
The two Harrys.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because my father, his father, my father was part of European Jewish ancestry that traveled and fled things that were happening in Europe and made it over here to Ellis Island and the whole thing. And your father was part of Irish,
Welsh.
English, Irish, Welsh, all of the yeah. two different worlds, right? But they both were named Harry.
How about that?
Harry Fight, Harry Jones. But still Harry.
So now, is there a Jewish name which is Harry in Jewish, in Yiddish?
Yes, Heschel.
Heschel, that's
As
right.
As a matter of fact, isn't that funny? I could just
that's
come
right.
through with that
I rem-
because
that,
my father was called by his friends Heschel.
That's right. And,
that's right.
And your mother called him Heschel on occasion.
Once in a while.
That's
yes,
right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Heschel.
Heschel!
Heschel!
That's when she
okay.
used
okay.
it, okay, with that intonation. Okay.
Okay, so anyhow, Harry, the two Harrys, we always wanted to... So Alive and Well might not have been the Alive and Well wonderful restaurant that it became the beautiful broth cafe. It might have been the two Harrys. We always wanted to recognize
I always wanted
them.
To open a business called the two Harrys.
The two Barrys.
With a picture of both of each of them.
That's right.
Okay.
It's true. So we're going to say a few words in celebration of the legacy lives on. Legacy lives on. Great legacy. And that's, okay. I think, important to remember that legacy lives on. And the great moments that they gave us that stayed with us forever, okay? Now, the first thing, when I think of my dad, you know,
yeah.
and when I think of Harry Fight, is that when we got involved with health foods, it was new, okay? It was new. There were no, this was Long Island, and Long Island's intense population, the five towns, Long Island, it's near New York, it's near Brooklyn, it's near, okay.
There were two major health food stores in Long Island.
Right, but not in the five towns. Yeah.
In 1968, 69.
That's right.
And we opened the third health food store.
And the first in the five
Island.
Towns.
Right.
And the first in the five towns.
That's right.
And it was Vitalife, which means vital life, uh-huh. vital life. But the thing is, we didn't have the money for that. We've been a couple of young actors, and we had certain amounts saved, but it was very tiny. And my father said, I believe in what you're doing. He said, I think this is something you should do. I will equal what you have. Because he wouldn't give it all, because he learned... And the big lesson of that day is you have to, the person has to put out mm-hmm. the child, the person, the adult, has to put out their own, what they can. And then the father
and
said.
Work your buns off.
Right. But the father said, I will equal what you put in. And with his equaling that fund and ours, we were able to open Alive and Well. Vital Life.
In spite of the fact that you were 8.5 months pregnant when we opened the store.
That we were. I was. And, and just one last little thought on that, too, that about my dad. And I wanted, oh, gosh, there's so much to say. But the thing is that our daughter was born. She was 1 month old. We opened the store and the whole thing right in that 1969. And... I was nursing her. We lived in a tiny, tiny little apartment, just half a block or so, was it, right mm-hmm. from there, right above the movie theater. It was so tiny.
Right above, with the windows opening out onto the roof of the marquee of the
that's
theater.
That's right. It was pretty crummy.
So we made
apartment.
It big time.
And there was only he and I were the only ones working. And he was at the store, and I developed, and nursing was a huge thing to me, to be able to nurse the baby. I believed in La Leche League, the nursing mothers, mm-hmm. and all of that. It's what I consider the greatest contribution I could do to my newborn
still
baby.
Do. We still feel that way about La Leche
League.
It's
a great, great contribution and mm-hmm. great importance. But she was 1 month old, And I was I suddenly got a violent infection in one of my breasts, you know. It blew up like a balloon. My fever was 102. The doctors, after house visit and all, said, if you have a terrible infection, if you didn't go to the hospital right away, stop nursing for good, and get an IV with antibiotics, you're going to be dead by this evening. Mm-hmm. I had 102. They said you'll have 106 by this evening and you'd be dead. And I was sobbing and crying and everything. Mm-hmm. My father and mother came over. We decided to do what we knew. My mother had our little juicer and she juiced the vegetable juices. And we believed in the power of vitamin C because we'd learned about Adele Davis and what she taught a big nutritionist that time about mm-hmm. vitamin C's power to fight infection and help the body. And I took the juices were juiced every single hour. And I took I was given by my mom, and I took it 1,000 units each hour of vitamin
milligrams.
C. I'm sorry, 1,000 milligrams uh-huh. of vitamin C. My father sat by my bed. You had to be there back and forth because there was no one at the store.
Yeah.
And my father sat by the bed, and I kept crying, and I said, I don't know what to do. I can't. And I cried hysterically. My father said, daughter, where is your face? I'll never forget that. That stayed my whole life. Daughter, where is your face? And suddenly everything stopped. I looked at him, and it was like there was a transcendental, it was like a moment of going up into the skies. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Divine moment. And suddenly the terror left me, and I knew I had to do what my father said. Committed to having those wonderful vegetable juices, of course, without sprays and poisons that my mother made. Take the vitamin C, and he sat there, and he read, and he talked to me. But I never forgot that throughout my life. Daughter, where is your faith? At moments when I'm crushed, at moments when I give up, at moments when I find helpless, mm-hmm. daughter, where is your faith?
That's and me. Go on with the story.
Go on. And, oh, I didn't tell you the punchline. Oh, thanks, Dan.
Okay.
I guess we keep them there for something, don't we, Gary? Well, here's the punchline.
Trying to keep you on the... Let's get to it. Come on.
Let's get to it. Oh, woo, woo. Well, just by the early afternoon... My temperature, which had been 102, was now 98.6. All the pain and swelling was gone from the breast tissue, okay? I felt fine.
And Rachel was nursing like a puppy.
My mother said, nurse that baby.
Yeah.
Nurse that baby
right
now. And kept on with the C, kept on with the vegetable. She was nursing, happy. Everything was perfect. All illnesses vanished from that. I never
Beautiful.
Forgot that. And remember, I didn't have 106 fever and have to have antibiotics IV or I'd be dead that
and,
night. I didn't have to do
and
that.
And the baby continued nursing for another year and a half.
Oh, yes. And she became a huge, and we nursed our boy, too. And Rachel, our daughter, as she grew up, became a huge advocate of nursing, and she committed that, too.
Yeah.
So it was just quite a story, you know. Daughter, where is your faith? And what did your dad say, remember?
Well, a couple of years before that, we were visiting my parents.
Yes. Before we had the kids.
Before we had
young
the kids.
We were young kids.
And, well.
20s.
All right, okay. My folks live in Iowa. So we took a road trip out to Iowa to visit my folks. And we were sitting around the house chatting and at that time, we hadn't opened a health food store yet, but we were, quote-unquote, health nuts.
Yes, okay? We were. Yes.
But we still like to have an occasional drag on a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
And what's wrong with that,
yeah,
right?
That's what he said. Okay. We'd have it here and there.
Yeah. So I lit up a cigarette. Mona lit up a cigarette. We're sitting in the house. My folks no longer smoked. My mother did. My mother smoked, but my father stopped smoking.
Yes, he did.
So we both lit up a cigarette, and the subject of being a healthy person and smoking didn't jive with the old man, with my dad.
And okay? What I said to preamble that statement that has stayed with me for my whole life
uh-huh.
was I said, oh, he says, you're smoking. What are you doing? And I said, oh, we don't do much. We just do a little bit. That's all we do is a little bit. And he said,
there's
no. No such thing as a little bit of poison.
And that rang true to both of us.
Absolutely.
To our very core. Okay.
Never had another cigarette. Never. Never, never, ever, ever, ever. It blew me.
We weren't heavy smokers to begin
with. No, but it the truth of what he says, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right.
And he said it really strongly. And it stayed with me my whole life. I mean, I was young then. It stayed with me a half century. It's still there. And there isn't a week goes by I don't think about that. And I often hear people say, sharing, wonderful people sharing, well, I just take a little bit of that sugar. I just take a little bit. There's no, and always Harry continues to speak in my ear.
There you go.
And in my brain, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right.
And that, I think, was one of the great statements ever. Besides the one that he gave me when Darren was just a little tiny toddler. And I had learned, you always spank your toddler or he's not going to behave. And Harry took my hand. He had the most loving hands and was the kindest person.
Now, let's get something straight.
Yes.
You weren't beating the child.
No, it was supposed to be, just spanked on the tush.
That's right.
You kind of did a pat on the tush spank.
Well, a little more than a pat sometimes.
A little more, and everybody was teaching that.
That's right.
And Harry said, never hit.
Never hit.
But he was very kind about it. And he just took my hand gently and said, never hit, never hit. And I never, ever did it again. And that always stayed with me, what Harry said then.
I think maybe my dad had an awakening because I recall.
Oh, no.
When I was a little kid.
Oy vey.
When I was smaller than he.
Oy vey. That means oh, whoa, in case you're not Jewish out there listening. Oy vey.
But I remember. That occasionally, if I was misbehaving, he wouldn't hit. As I would walk by, he'd give me a whop across the top of the head.
I can do that, right?
Yeah, not to me,
if he
please.
Whopped across the top of your head, when you misbehave, Gary, isn't that legitimate? Can't I whop you across the top of the head?
Well, emotionally, you do that a lot.
Oh, no. Okay. Here he goes, Gary. Well, I had a dream that maybe this show wasn't going to continue today. I think I'm seeing the reality. Go ahead.
But it was thoroughly intimidating because when he was upset and when I was doing something wrong and he was disciplining me, he was very imposing. His look and his demeanor was really effective, okay? And at one time I did something any kid would do.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Any of the kids I ran around with anyway.
Yeah.
So Mom says, just wait till your dad gets home. Just wait till your dad gets home. I thought, oh, my God, it's really going to happen this time.
Right, this time he's going to hit.
So he came home, and he was a heavy worker. He was working 12, 14 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Coming home, and he's changing his clothes, and he says, come on upstairs. So up to the bedroom. And as he was taking off his shirt, I was thinking, what's going on? What's going on? And then he started taking off his trousers to take a shower, and he took the belt out of his trousers.
And looked at you with that
look.
At you,
right.
A menacing look.
And I said, oh, my God,
here it comes. Oy vey.
But he lived up to his motto. He never hit me. He never hit me with anger. Never beat it. But he did give me a little slap across the top of the head on occasion.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
At least
that.
That's what I think. That's why I'm so emotionally disturbed.
Oy vey. Well, great story, but great story.
But great fathers, both of them.
The great fathers, the two Harrys.
Yeah.
Yes. So we thank you.
And the examples they set.
That's right.
The examples they set by their work ethic.
And your father was a veteran.
He was a veteran,
from the
Second World War. Yes. Mm-hmm. But he came home and he was busting his chops getting
that's
a business
right.
going.
Yes.
He was at the job by 7:30 in the morning. Means he gets up at 6 o'clock, 6:30.
That's right.
He comes home at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Okay? And he's busting his chops day after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And that work ethic was transcribed to my brother and me as well.
That's right. Absolutely.
We had to get out. We had to bust our chops. We had to do what we had to do. Okay?
That's right. And I had that same kind of thing because my father's family, one by one, he didn't see his mother again from years and years, fled persecution in Europe, Jews.
That's right.
And it was a large family, and it took years for them to come together. They lived all mashed up in one room in the Lower East Side of New York, all beds one next to each other. And when they came, they had push carts in which they sold vegetables and other things like that. And then when the boys got up a little older, they got together. And for the first delicatessen on the boardwalk in Coney Island. It was the Fight Brothers appetizing. Jews called it appetizing,
yeah,
not delicatessen then.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Fight Brothers appetizing, you know,
I remember
which is
your
where
father,
he met my mother.
I remember your father telling a story. They lived on Orchard Street in Lower Manhattan.
Oh, wow. He always
and
knows.
How many brothers were there? Three?
No. It was six. They had five or six brothers and two sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, very big family.
And your father, Harry,
yes,
was the smallest, the youngest
yes,
of, the,
was
of
two
the brothers.
When he came, okay. when they came, they brought
and
him over.
And he talked about, of course, if you've ever familiar with New York apartments on the Lower East Side, they're pretty small. And so Harry used to tell the story that,
oh, that's
that
right.
he got to sleep on the fire escape.
That's right. The boy, okay. All the other guys were sitting in the beds on inside. He says, I was always afraid I'd fall off the fire escape because it was an elevated right. apartment. But they went through all of that, and yet they and they came through, and they did it on their own. You know, they didn't get any free gifts anywhere.
There was no government subsidies in those days.
And they did it on their own. So these are the great inspirations. I hope you have put up with our... But we just could not do this Father's Day without
we
recognizing.
We had to give a token of recognition to the wonderful fathers we had.
That's right.
And I'm sure you have wonderful stories of your own that you can reminisce and enjoy a lot. Okay.
Right. And remember, a lot of it had to do just with both Harry's messages and what they did had to do with how this evolved into the health foods and the healthy life and the commitments that we have right now that are so much a part of Alive and Well.
Praise God.
And, you know, it's amazing, and we're going to be sharing this with you, Den. Dennis and I are not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on medications, take them off. Strictly reporters about what great doctors and holistically minded doctors have learned about nutrients.
And major medical centers as
major
well.
Major medical, okay. That's right.
They don't get the publicity that drugs get, but they do research with nutrition.
That's exactly
and
right.
And we report on these events and hopefully shed some light on the full scope of what it means to build your own health.
That's right. And I even had a lady come in from Europe just yesterday, actually. And she said, you know, and she said, spoke of one of the European countries that she had lived in. And she said, you know, when we're there, even if you go to a pharmacy, they don't just give you drugs. They give you your choice. Mm-hmm. Would you like the natural? Would you like the
I found that true when I was stationed in Germany, the same thing.
And also we found it that one time we took a trip to Germany when Rachel was doing a show there. And
in
they said, do you want the naturopathic? Do you want the natural cures? Or you have your choice which direction.
That's right.
And I remembered that it was quite something. And she says that continues to this day. Okay? So this is a big-time medical doctor, Dr. Alan Inglis, and he's reporting on this amazing nutrient. And you know, as much as we think we know about something, as much as we've heard about from Europe and how important certain nutrients are and with particular ones, this, again, blows my mind.
Yeah.
And yours, too. So I'll share it with Dan. Dr. Alan Inglis, I'm quoting verbatim. Superstar antioxidant. This is his words, not mine. I want you to know that. Superstar antioxidant defeats diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. Wow. When it comes to treating chronic diseases like diabetes and Alzheimer's, the mainstream drops the ball every time, says the doctor. That's because Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical drug industry, only focuses on the symptoms of disease and not the cure. Okay? Some of our best defenders, says the doctor, against disease are antioxidants, underlined. You see, antioxidants fight against damaging free radicals that cause inflammation, which is the root cause of all disease.
Say that one more time.
You see, antioxidants fight against those damaging free radicals that cause inflammation, the root cause of all underlying disease.
And how many times have we said that on this show?
And especially
from various
sources,
not just Dr. Inglis.
Exactly.
But all of nutritional science points out again, inflammation destroys natural metabolic function in your body.
That's wherever
it occurs, whether it's your eye, your brains, your heart, your liver, whatever it is, the inflammatory response is inflammatory, inflame,
flames.
fire
right.
burns.
Exactly, dear, and well said. And even, you know, it's amazing how little you hear today of how even the American Medical Association recognized years ago, I remember when that was, that inflammation was the root cause of all deadly diseases, including Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, etc. Back to the doctor. But when it comes to protecting your body from and even battling against deadly diseases, there's one, this is highly and underlined, superstar antioxidant you need in your arsenal. And chances are you're not getting enough of this must-have disease fighter.
It's a nutrient.
And he calls it the universal antioxidant. I'll give it to you in a second, okay. My dear. Mm-hmm. Our superstar antioxidant is 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid, R-ALA. R-ALA is one of the most versatile, underlined, and effective natural agents available. One of the reasons it stands out is because it recycles the other antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, glutathione, for reuse in your body. This recycling function helps lower the type of inflammation that causes disease. We'll pass it back and forth.
And he goes on to say,
at the top of the page.
I see.
Go ahead.
100% R-alpha-lipoic acid neutralizes harmful reactive oxygen species, also known as free radicals, everywhere in your body, including inside and outside the cells. It's also known as the universal antioxidant.
Right.
The problem is, says the doctor, to achieve the necessary levels, you must take a supplement of 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid. Let's explore some of the remarkable abilities of 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid. It fights diabetes, says the doctor, and the diabetes dangerous complications that ensue. It also protects against memory loss and Alzheimer's disease, and supports weight loss, and helps rid your brain and body of toxic mercury.
Can I say one thing, too? Remember, that's been the leader in Europe for more than half a century for stabilizing blood sugar in diabetics, et cetera, and preventing that, and also for memory, for brain regeneration in Europe for a long time, and nerve regeneration.
Okay, let me get on this thing, but memory loss and Alzheimer's. This is not what Dr. English does not say this in the report that we're reading to you. I'm going to share some information which I just found out a week or so ago. And that is, the pharmaceutical industry has produced a new anti-Alzheimer's drug. And they're getting approval by the FDA for people to take this to prevent Alzheimer's or to lessen the impact of Alzheimer's. And the function of this drug is to reduce the amount of beta-amyloid plaque in the brain. Okay? Nutrients have been proven, and it only costs $56,000 a year.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And the cost of the side effects, et cetera.
All right. But what have we read so many times on this show about the effects of, written by doctors and research physicians, about the effects of the super omega-3 fish oils?
That's exactly true.
They reduce the amyloid plaque in the brain.
Absolutely they do. And they build up the brain, the health of the brain, because the brain is a fat. And 50 to 60% of the brain is made up of the EPA and the DHA in the super pure fish oils.
And it also reduces completely reduces inflammation of the brain, enhancing the neurotrophic factor of nerve cells regenerating themselves. But it also is excellent for your eyes.
That's right.
And your ears.
That's right.
And your heart.
Yes.
And your complete vascular system, reducing the inflammation of those tiny little capillaries. Tiny little capillaries which are not as wide open as a human hair. Improving the red blood cell delivery to every cell in your body, bringing nutrients and oxygen and taking away the toxins.
Right.
Super omega-3 fish oils are doing exactly what this $56,000 drug is doing.
That's right. Okay. And remember...
Wait a minute. It's not proven to do it.
No, not at all. And serious, terrible side effects.
Yes.
And the different health doctors, I know that Inglis is one of them, also say that all the drugs that they put together for these outrageous costs don't work at all and have serious side effects. And the other thing is, remember that these are... think of hands interwoven. Think of a team of players. When you're building the brain, with the super pure fish oils, you're building the retina of the eyes, you know, mm-hmm. with the DHA and even the EPA of help. Remember, with the R-alpha lipoic acid is the nerve regeneration, the blood sugar stability, okay? So the team player.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that what we've said before, what has been quoted so many times by top doctors, sugar caramelizes, and they caramelizes the eyesight. That's what causes cataracts mm-hmm. and blindness. Sugar caramelizes the brain, which is a big part of Alzheimer's and dementia, et cetera. And it's called advanced glycosylation end systems, AGES, AGES. And the glycosylation is caramelization caused by the consumption of foods that convert to sugar.
And it also caramelizes the LDL cholesterol.
Right.
The brain needs cholesterol. And the LDL structure, when the body makes LDL cholesterol, it doesn't make a bad cholesterol. When body makes LDL, it's a good, healthy form of cholesterol, which the brain and central nervous system needs. However, as you just mentioned, the caramelization of these different vital components in our body,
yes.
The caramelization through inflammation of the sugars, okay?
Yes.
The chemical composition of LDL is very susceptible to inflammation, and the sugars destroy LDL, burn it up, caramelizes it, and turns it into plaque. The plaque is formed by the sugar inflammatory response on the LDL.
That's exactly right, dear. And the doctor says the remarkable abilities proven are fighting diabetes of the RALA
mm-hmm.
and the dangerous complication, protects against memory loss, he's underlining Alzheimer's, supports weight loss. Remember when we had that article by the different doctors talking about how RALA, by stabilizing the insulin levels, by stabilizing the blood sugar, it doesn't allow the fat storage hormone, insulin, to ride up with a resistance in the body, because then it packs on the weight, especially mm-hmm. around the center, okay? So it makes the insulin more effective, and you don't get the weight gain.
And
okay?
You don't, it isn't just the center, well, the center includes the belly and the upper chest,
yes.
where the lungs and the heart
yes.
and the liver and all these different vital organs are contained. And this extra body fat pressing against those organs is a major negative health scenario.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I wasn't realizing, then, as this doctor is saying here, that RALA helps rid your brain and body of toxic mercury. Oh, wait a minute. Of course I knew. That was done with a nuclear spill, you know,
mm-hmm.
Chernobyl.
Right.
They cleaned that out and they gave that to their workers who had high mercury, cleaning out the spills, et cetera. And then doctors at Fukushima followed course with that, right?
That's right.
So, and then, dear, he says here, and I'll give this to you in a second, the 100% RALA controls blood sugar. As we've said, he says, you know all too well, can lead to the higher blood sugar can lead to multiple complications if you don't. And so he says, diabetic neuropathy, pain, ulceration, foot and lower leg amputation, 2.1 million Americans with limbs lost, 185,000 amputations a year, vision loss, damages the retinal artery in the back of the eye. That's the diabetes. Kidney failure, dialysis, transplant, early death. Heart disease, the most common cause of death in folks with diabetes. Research shows RALA helps control blood sugar by dialing down the oxidative stress, et cetera, and controlling this. Can you read this right over here, the large and recent systematic review?
Verbatim, folks, here goes. A large and recent systematic review looked at 20 gold standard randomized controlled trials that included 1,245 people, all with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Gary, you
okay.
got to turn on the mic.
R alpha lipoic acid by itself or combined with other nutrients showed multiple benefits in lower fasting glucose levels, lower insulin levels, reduced insulin resistance, lower A1C, blood sugar control, over 3 months, and in another gold standard placebo-controlled trial, 72 patients with type 2 diabetes took our alpha-lipoic acid and were completely successful in curing, they say, their diabetic situation. They found that insulin resistance dropped by 25% using our alpha-lipoic acid.
And they've known this, you know, but they don't want you to follow what they do in Europe.
No, they want to sell drugs.
That's exactly right.
That's the whole point. It sounds so mercenary, folks, and especially it sounds self-serving for us to bring this information to you, because, of course, we espouse a different mode of behavior and lifestyle as put forth by holistic physicians.
Yes.
But keep in mind what holistic physicians say all the time is drugs never create life.
No, they do not.
Drugs suppress symptoms. That's what they do. That's what they're designed to do, repress symptoms. But how many diabetics do you know who are diabetic? Their symptoms may be reduced, but they still have diabetes. They still have blindness. They still have amputations. How many heart patients do you know who are not cured of heart disease, but they're taking drugs to reduce symptoms, but they die of heart disease? It goes on and on and on.
Right.
The point that holistic physicians make is, take the nutrients. Take the drugs if you have to, but take them along with nutrients, which help to do what? Restore, rebuild, renew, and create life in every cell in your body.
And who is the great light creator? The great light guy? Tom Edison. Tommy. Tommy Edison.
A little bulb went off in your brain.
We don't have electricity. Yeah. We don't have any of that power without Tommy Edison.
That's right.
I don't know how many years ago, but a long time. And what was his famous quote?
Oh,
can
please.
I read it?
Would you please?
This is the famous quote of Thomas Edison. The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition.
There you go.
I'm sitting here. I know you can't see this because it's radio. You're listening. I just took that piece of paper and the quote of Tommy and put it right next to my heart and chest.
And she's radiant, and folks. Radiant.
I wasn't pre-thinking that motion. It was just a spontaneous, what can I say?
Something near and dear.
It's something near and dear, but how many years ago was that, the discoverer of electricity and all of that? Thomas Edison. My gosh, what in the world can you say to that? And you know,
just one more little bon mot about our alpha lipoic. We're leaving our alpha lipoic for a second.
Yes,
let's wait one second.
Go ahead.
Our alpha lipoic helps to regenerate the neurotrophic functioning of your brain and your central nervous system.
Yes.
And your liver and your lungs and your kidneys and every vital organ in your body. What does that mean? It restores healthy new cells. It creates new neuron traffic in your brain, keeping an active, open mind that doesn't get fuddled up with the clutter that tends to accumulate. But it's one of the nutrients which really, really makes a major difference in everything. And it also helps deliver nutrients across the blood-brain barrier.
Yes, it does.
The blood-brain, there's a barrier around the brain protecting the brain from extraneous junk that might be in your blood supply. And the R-alpha lipoic maintains that barrier to protect the functioning and the health of the brain, the whole central nervous system.
And he is even reporting here, you know, when you hear the word meta-analysis means an analysis of medical, of lots of all the different trials that were done by
hundreds
medical
thousands,
medical
yes.
trials.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
A large 2018 meta-analysis looked at all the gold standard using RALA. For body fatness, high measure body index, it resulted in significant weight loss in all of the patients that were part of this kind of thing. And again, defending the brain goes on. It goes on and on and on and on. And again, I had heard, but mercury, the highly toxic heavy metal, doesn't belong anywhere in our body, says the doctor. Princeton scientist, over 10 years ago, shows that RALA grabs onto or chelates mercury, It's stored in your brain and bones and takes it out. Once the mercury is bound to RALA, it travels through your blood to your kidneys and excreted in the urine. That's really great.
I didn't know that.
I never knew that. I knew it had to do with cleansing the blood for those that were working with the nuclear spill, but I didn't realize how universal, and that this was researched by a Princeton scientist over 10 years ago, okay?
Beautiful.
So that's
beautiful.
Really quite amazing, is it not, dear?
And here's something else. I don't have the report to read to you right now, but it has to do with brain power. The product we have in the store called Brain Power is pyridoquinoline quinone. What does that do? Well, that creates more mitochondria in every cell in your body. Keeping in mind, when you're young, you have loads of mitochondria in every cell in your body. As you age, the mitochondria population starts to diminish. And as you get to be my age, which is considerable, your mitochondria could be 80% less per cell than it was when you were 20 years old, or 18 years old, or 10 years old. Okay? That means older people don't have the energy, the cellular energy, to do what younger people can do. I can no longer run a 100-yard dash.
Are you kidding?
I can no longer climb that 15-foot rope from the ceiling of the gymnasium.
Well, wait, nobody. I think that if we kind of gave you a goal that you could do that, like get out there and dance on that dance floor.
Don't mention the word dance. Please don't.
Movies. When you watch the old movies of the 40s, what do the leads go? They're out there on the dance floor dancing. Get inspired.
Oh.
Learn the thing, okay?
You just stultified me with the word dance. Okay. Anyway. The idea is this. By using the brain power, you can increase the mitochondria population per cell in your brain, in your heart, in your muscles, to a relative near facsimile of what it was when you were a much younger person. That increases the energy level of every cell. Every cell in your body produces adenosine triphosphate for energy. That's the spark. That's the fuel, if you will, for creating energy in every cell, in every muscle, in every brain, in every eyeball. All of it is adenosine triphosphate. But that's created by the mitochondria. And the mitochondria population is restored by taking brain power.
Phenomenal.
So that you're getting the density.
With no drugs.
No drugs. But the R-alpha lipoic delivers the PQQ to the brain. Okay?
Terrific.
It's a phenomenal combination. So the brain power has the R-alpha lipoic acid and the PQQ.
Okay. And you know, I want you to know that you have a supportive player.
That's nice.
Probably the most famous cardiologist that ever walked the face of the earth.
Oh, dear.
More degrees than anyone else. Written more important books about this.
Just for me?
Is Dr. Stephen Sinatra.
Oh, yes.
Who I will never forget because Frankie, I loved Frankie. I grew up watching Frankie. I could talk with that about. Gary has to let me stay on for another hour. Talk about my. I'm sorry. I love Frank. Okay.
She was a Bobby Soxer, folks.
Okay, but I love Frank. And maybe not as much as Elvis, but he came pretty close. Okay. We can't get into that. But Dr. Stephen Sinatra, MD, leading cardiologist, FACC, CNS, CB. He has more degrees than anyone. Head of the top cardiological institutes. And he writes Alzheimer's Prevention, What You Need to Know On. It's thrilling to hear him. And he talks about all the millions that are affected. 14 million people over age 65 and older will have Alzheimer's by 2050. Names all the clinical trials. But he says that we have to make the changes that support our healing. And he speaks about the cause. And here's how I said he's your supportive player. When it comes to Alzheimer's, researchers are learning. Okay, he is telling you, okay, about what is most important, that the lifestyle choices you make can determine how well your brain ages. It is never too late to make important changes in an effort to prevent disease. And then his topic immediately goes into how inflammation affects the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Dennis said, okay.
Like Dennis said. Dennis doesn't say it. Dennis mouths the words. Dennis delivers the message, but Dennis is stealing the words from leading physicians around the world who work with super pure omega-3 fish oils with R-alpha lipoic acid. I'm not the originator of all those things. I guess you know that, folks.
Yes.
I'm a reporter, but I'm not the doctor.
That's right. With Alzheimer's, one of the most important things you can do is lower your risk is to reduce chronic inflammation, all underlined. This type of inflammation, he says, is triggered in the body by a perceived internal threat. Poor lifestyle choices, sugar, unhealthy diets, environmental exposure to pollutants, chemicals, toxins are all catalysts for chronic inflammation. The inflammation homes in like an Alzheimer's on the brain. And it plays a role, just like it says, not only in the accelerate the progression of Alzheimer's, but a formation of amyloid plaques and neurofibrillary?
Mm-hmm.
Neurofibrillary tangles in the brain tissue, the hallmarks of degenerative mental mm-hmm. disease. According to Dr. Dale Bredesen, a recognized expert in neurodegenerative diseases, this is what Sinatra is saying, and Alzheimer's, by eliminating the threats in your life that lead to inflammation, quotes the doctor, the brain will not be pushed to produce the amyloid we associate with Alzheimer's. And he says the American diet...
The amyloid is the plaque that builds up.
Exactly.
Okay.
He makes that report, too, about how important keto is. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe you'd like to read a little bit about... he talks about... We'll get into that diet, the ketogenic diet. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say that one of his top recommendation, okay, keto, which is without the carbs, he says, your body...
Without the sugars
without
and the refined
sugars,
carbohydrates.
You have to dramatically limit the carbs you eat mm-hmm. and increase the intake of good fats. That's what he says. The primary focus, eliminate the inflammatory foods, sugar, wheat, grains, okay, and great inflammation.
Why wheat and grains? Because all those carbohydrates turn into sugar.
They turn into sugar.
You can test this yourself at home, folks. If you have bread in the house, which hopefully you won't have much longer, take a bite of bread without butter or any jam or jelly or anything else. Just plain old bite of plain old bread. And at first it tastes meh, but if you hold it in your mouth for just a minute or so, suddenly it tastes sweet. Why is that? Because the enzymes in your saliva convert that carbohydrate taste into sugar. So eating bread and other refined carbohydrates all turn to sugar. Excessive sugar creates excessive inflammation and insulin resistance and every disease in the world. As they said, inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the source of all disease, major and minor, all disease. And the major contributor to that creation is carbs and sugars.
That's just exactly what he says. And he says his top supplement is the super pure omega-3 fatty acids.
Yep.
So he's dancing with you.
Yeah,
you may not be out on the
maybe.
Dance floor, but you're in. But internally and all of that, you're dancing together
yep.
on
okay,
that one.
Okay, baby.
Super pure omega-3 are one of my top recommendations for heart health, but they benefit the brain too. 60% of the brain is comprised of fat, the majority of which are EPA and the DHA, mm-hmm. fatty acids. Research has found that these omega-3s prevent and even treat a number of brain diseases. A recent study concluded that, quote, they are beneficial to improve cognitive function in Alzheimer's and major depressive disorder, quote. Even better, says the doctor, Sinatra, omega-3s are potent anti-inflammatory. Just what you were saying, Dan.
Yep.
Just what has been said here, speaking about
and
the inflammation.
Well, I'll let you finish what you're going to say, Bob.
No, that was, okay. He was talking about the super pure omega-3.
And,
go ahead.
And by preventing the buildup of the plaque, the amyloid beta plaque, the crud, the crust, the gunk that does form in your brain from eating what? Carbs and sugars. You eliminate the threat of having to use a $56,000 a year drug, which purports to do the same thing.
That's
the
exactly
drug
right.
It's a prescriptive drug. And once you get on it, that's where the doctor says you have to be, or else you're going to have Alzheimer's. Look out, look out, look out.
And how about the fact that they're not effective and they cause horrendous side effects, which, good grief.
And they only cost $56,000 a year.
Well, I have to commend you on this, even though maybe Dr. Stevenson is not here commending. But when you were talking to the top specialist to put together all the great natural nutrients and pain power,
mm-hmm.
one of the top ones that you put in there in the most bioavailable form, you know, which again, constant reports that that's the most critical, the bioavailable form. He says here, Sinatra, curcumin is the medicinal compound in turmeric. Not only is it a potent antioxidant, it is also a powerful anti-inflammatory. When it comes to the brain, says the doctor, curcumin interferes in the pathway that leads to the formation of plaques and tangles.
Praise God.
And we have other reports, too, telling you that, and even in Europe, that's the leading thing they do. When you have the curcumin, what makes it hundreds of times
thousands,
more effective,
thousands of times,
it more effective is the bioperine, the pepper mm-hmm. extract that gets that bioavailability. And that's high potency, and it is in the wonderful Pain Power.
And the Pain Power formula has the curcumin. Yes, and the highest quality and concentration of curcumin. Yes, but it also has a half a dozen other enzymes, and the natokinase and sriracha peptidase.
Absolutely.
And lipase, all the things which help again to do what? Burn up inflammation.
That's
neutralize
right.
inflammation.
And free of any allergens, mm-hmm. certified free of any known allergen on the planet, no animal, no allergens. It's perfection.
So it's good for your bursitis, your arthritis. Inflammation anywhere in your body is neutralized by using the Pain Power. It isn't just pain in the knee or the foot or the thumb. It's the pain that you can't feel in your brain as well. Wherever the inflammation is, the Pain Power is there to extinguish it.
That's absolutely right. And he's talking about healthy fats and getting off the sugars, and he says his favorite is the 100% raw, organic, extra virgin olive oil. He's one of his favorites, he says.
Yeah.
It's also good for the brain in various studies, and it helps you go ahead and enjoy it with your food. So I'm applauding him on that, because then you can be very Italian without the pasta, but with all the great vegetables and all that. One, we love to use
Amen.
The off organic olive oil from the store and et cetera. We have whole variety. And just love, you can make the side, and that's what's used also in the Broth Cafe. Remember, the Broth Cafe, 877-4950, 877-4950, and we can, any one of the delicious things you love, any one of the organic, marvelous things you love, remember that everything is prepared with the Vortex water. You can't get anything other than that. It's absolutely terrific. And smoothies that people are raving all the time, magnificent soups and foods and proteins and everything.
And you can devise, with the help of staff, you can devise your own cleansing juice program.
Oh, gosh, what a difference. Dennis and I do that every day. The amazing organic, only in glass, high potency, and you can always talk to Belinda set up an appointment. There's no charge, but she can help you with picking out those juices and all and make all the difference.
And
Dennis and I do the vegetable juices every single day.
It
makes all the difference in health and everything. Remember, call the 877-4950. We're not doctors, Dennis and I. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medication. Just sharing information. There's never a charge. But you do sit in a wonderfully comfortable area, beautifully clean, and everything pristine, pure, and sit one-on-one. Make an appointment. 877-4950. Make an appointment with Dennis or with me. And it's okay. We're not going to be offended. Whoever you choose is perfectly well. Remember, any
She's
of the services.
She's very sensitive, folks. She's
and
a very sensitive person.
And if you want mailing, you want shipping, you just call. We will take care of that at the 877-4950. And don't forget, do good things for your loved ones. We're loving you, too. We're here. We love you, alive and well. Just like in 1969 with Vitalife, we are here for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And folks, let's remind you one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.